This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. The Taliban has confirmed that it held direct talks with the United States and Qatar this week on finding a negotiated end to the 17-year war in Afghanistan. A Taliban official says the meetings were to lay the groundwork for future meetings between the Taliban and the U.S. That Doha meeting came as the Afghan government is considering another unilateral ceasefire with the insurgents during the upcoming Eid festival in August to encourage the Taliban to come to the table for peace talks. A provincial government official in eastern Afghanistan says three staff members of a midwife training center were killed in an attack on the facility. Several more were wounded. Gunmen stormed the facility in the city of Jalalabad and fought security forces for hours. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for that particular attack. The Kurdish-backed Syrian Democratic Council, the SDC, says after meeting with Syrian government officials that it will work with the government to end 7 years of violence in the country. SDC says both sides have agreed to work together to plot, in their words, a roadmap leading to a democratic and decentralized Syria. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says equipment has landed at a base in Turkey, preparing Turkish troops for joint patrols with the U.S. in northern Syria, upholding U.S. commitments to its NATO ally. Mattis says the training should start in a few weeks. Somali and Eritrean leaders have agreed to resume their diplomatic ties and open embassies in their respective capitals. The decision was made during a summit in Eritrea, where Somalia's president began a historic 3-day visit on Saturday. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's two main presidential rivals, President Emmerson Mnangagwa and his main challenger, opposition leader Nelson Chamisa, faced off in simultaneous final rallies in the capital. These set for the stage for a fierce battle in Monday's pivotal election. Both promised change to resuscitate the nation's ailing economy, which has slid into a spiral after years of alleged mismanagement and corruption under the only leader independent Zimbabwe has ever known, Robert Mugabe. Mugabe resigned in November under pressure from the military, and Mnangagwa, his deputy, took his place. The election, being watched closely by local observers and international observers, had been invited for the first time in years. An Egyptian court is turning to the country's top Islamic religious leaders to consult on the death sentences that have been handed down to 75 people involved in a 2013 Muslim Brotherhood sit-in in northern Cairo. That story now from Edward Uranian.
Former Muslim Brotherhood politician Amr Darag claimed in a tweet Saturday that the Sisi government considers the unfreezing of U.S. military aid to Egypt a green light for the death sentences, and that the U.S. administration will have the blood of these innocent victims on its hands. The Trump administration unfroze $195 million in military aid to Egypt this past week. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The brother of Nicaraguan leader Daniel Ortega has called on his brother to stop the paramilitary fighters that have been blamed for months for unrest in the country. Humberto Ortega, once the head of the Nicaraguan military, told CNN Espanol his brother's government must ask to, in his words, in the presence of these armed people after 3 months of violence that have left some 448 people dead. People have been calling for Daniel Ortega to step down after he had ordered the country's pension system to be reformed. Northern California, here in the U.S., has some deadly wildfires nearly doubled in size to 33,000 hectares on Saturday, while the death toll there continues to rise to 5 after two young children and their great-grandmother were confirmed dead. The rapidly spreading fire is fueled by soaring temperatures, erratic winds, dry air, and heavy vegetation. Scorched some 13,000 hectares overnight and was only 5% contained. President Trump has declared it a state of emergency in California. You can get more on this story and all the hour's news at our website. Check us out at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.